On today's episode of The Front Row, we are in the district offices of Lubbock Independent School District, visiting with Andrew Babcock, who is the Executive Director of Fine Arts for Lubbock ISD. Andrew, welcome back to The Front Row. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
So you're the head of Fine Arts here for Lubbock Independent School District. Tell us what that is. What comes under your purview?
Well, it's an adventure every day. It's what that is. our office is in charge of all aspects of fine arts education in the district. So that encompasses band, choir, orchestra, theater, dance, mariachi, piano, and of course our visual arts. And I hope I didn't leave out dance. I always got to go through all the checklists.
But
and that encompasses, of course, pre-K all the way through 12th grade. We touch 80% of all the Lubbock ISD population on any given day or week, and so we're a pretty heavily used area in the district, and so it's kind of hard for me to feel like that I'm in charge of that, because we have 165 teachers who are facilitating that on their campuses every day, and so they're the ones who are really in charge of making that happen on the campuses, and they do a fantastic job.
That's a lot. I mean, of all the things that you listed, that's a plateful, plus all the personnel that you just described. And I'm not surprised at all that the impact, just in terms of a percentage of students affected, would be very high when you add all of those things together, right?
Yes, yes. Well, and we're very fortunate because we have an administration that values fine arts. Dr. Rollo is a huge supporter of that, as is our board, and we're very grateful for what they do. Just to let us do what we know is appropriate for that entity, or for fine arts in general. But really, we're grateful for the elementary programs, because every student is involved in at least art and music. And in some of our campuses, they have the ability to do dance and theater. So, we have them all captivated at that point. When they get to secondary, of course, they get to choose. But to still remain with a high percentage of students going on in 6 through 12, we're very grateful for that and the support that we have for those programs.
So here we are in October, and school has gotten started, and we're starting to get into a routine. Mm. What happens along this time of year? What is your concentration at the moment?
Well, we hit the end of September, and it's almost like we slam into the brick wall and we keep going. it's when finally our groups are sort of stable enough that they have literature, they have routines, they have productions that are ready to for public consumption. And so one of the first things that we kick off, and it was just a couple weeks ago, was Band Extravaganza. And that really was the beginning of marching band competition. So that was our exhibition. Now this next week, our marching bands will be participating in the Westerner Festival on Saturday. And then UIL, Marching Band UIL, is the following week. And then from there, the state UIL office has determined that we are now going to offer the chance for all bands to go to state on every year. It used to be every 2A, 4A, and 6A, and then 1A, 3A, 5A. They alternated every other year.
I see.
And now the state has said, we're going to do this for all divisions every year. And so hopefully we'll go into area, and we will host that as well at the end of October, and then state is the week after. So that's just marching band, of course, and then we get going with our theater programs. We have a Lubbock ISD theater production this weekend. We have an event called Theater Live that'll hit early November. That's an opportunity for all of our programs to be highlighted in one gathering, one production. That's going to be at Buddy Holly Hall, and so we're looking forward to that. That event actually comes up in the early part of November. I believe that the date for that is November the 9th. And then from there, we kind of come out of marching band season and we're going to concert band season. We start with a concert band with all our high school production that has all of our high school bands there, rather the high school head top bands, if you will. And they have a production on the 14th at Buddy Holly Hall. And just getting them sort of acclimated to the new concert band medium. And then you're in holiday performances and all the like. So you know, a lot of it just feels like I'm rambling, because it just, that's how it sort of feels like. We sort of stumble into all these other things, and they're not stumbling, of course. They're very calculated and right. very strategic about what we're offering for students and giving them a great opportunity to experience some neat things and neat opportunities. But it's a very busy time. We're stepping yeah. into our busy time.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun.
I know that my daughter's in choir, and she had a rehearsal last night up here.
Yes.
So I guess choir's going as well. They probably have fall concerts going too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I leave out so many. Choir is going to be having productions and performances through the month of October. The orchestras, they have a tradition of doing concerts.
Right.
And so their right. students will be working on literature, of course, but then most of them do some sort of decorative element to their auditoriums, and they're wearing costumes and make a lot of fun there as a you know, seasonal event, if you right. will. So they have their own little bent and twist as you go, and of course, you know, Ballet Folklorico, they're doing things all over the community. Mariachi, they just had a performance down here at Central Office today. It's hard to explain them all, because there's so much going on.
Right.
But they're all doing their thing, and they're all fantastic, and they're doing sure. great work.
Absolutely. And such a great opportunity for these kids. And then, of course, we're into the holiday season, into Christmas, and everybody's mm-hmm. going to do something right before school's out. So
of course.
Everything ends with a bang.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's a rush to the finish, and we go all the way to the very, very last days of school with performances, which actually works out really well, because a lot of our district assessments are the week before school is out, and then it's really just, you know, we're celebrating the season at that point.
And right.
That's actually a lot of fun.
Right. Well, there's a couple of things that I want to explore with you. Mm-hmm. One of which is. I know that your wife, for instance, is the choir teacher at Hutchinson
yes.
Middle School. And so she has a close relationship with Lubbock High.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly does that work for people who don't know?
Sure. So one of the ways we look at fine arts education is it is very much in the feeder pattern. We support one another. Our staffing model is such that we have a lot of permeability with our staff that works inside and outside of their assigned school, but inside the feeder pattern. And that really helps to give the students not only relationship with those teachers, but it gives that educational spiraling that works so well, so that, you know, when the high school directors come into the middle school to work with students, they got the name in the face.
Right.
That's step one. But from there, it's, you know, making sure that everybody is working hand in hand. I mean, but what we don't want to have happen is that a middle school kid leaves eighth grade, they get to ninth grade, and their skill set is not where it needs to be.
Mm.
It's a check and balance, but it's also a collaboration where we're maximizing our resources. So kids are having more one-on-one time, or being able to divide and conquer. You know, you've got, you know, orchestra and choir, you've got four different voice parts, right? So getting them broke out into smaller groups is much better from an educational perspective. And it just keeps, like I said, the expectations consistent for the kids to feel like they have not only a place to go, but a place to feel successful as they move on to their high school years.
Right, right. Well, it seems to work really well.
It does. And, you know, we have scheduling problems, and it's not always perfect, but the concept is there, and it has been a mainstay of why our programs have been successful, because mm-hmm. of those relationships.
Right. Well, and you mentioned staffing, and I know that when an opportunity comes up, you want to make the best move possible. I know, let's say the band director here at Lubbock High is fairly new, is that correct?
He's been here a couple of years at Lubbock High.
So when an opportunity like that opens up, what do you do to try to make sure that the program stays and even moves forward? What goes through your mind when you realize you're going to be hiring the new band director at Lubbock High School?
Well, after about 5 minutes of sheer terror, then it becomes, okay, well, you know, change is just another definition for opportunity. And, you know, having different people come and work in our facilities, with our kids, is, I look at it as an opportunity. And so where things may have needed to make adjustments, it's easy to make changes when you have new personnel. But it's also very difficult sometimes to maintain some of those nuanced traditions and, you know, particular curricular pieces that you want in place when everybody's just trying to understand the lay of the land. You know, our band, choir, orchestra, theater, dance people, they serve more than just a purpose from an educational standpoint. They are ambassadors for our schools. And to embrace the community, to embrace that role is something that is, it doesn't come naturally to some people. And so when we look at transition of staff, because we know that happens, then we look for people that are invested in our community first, and second, which is really one and the same, invested in our students, and then looking at how they fit into the culture of the school and what they can do to bring a greater visibility and positive energy to that environment. It's always challenging when that happens, and something that we don't want any of our teachers leaving. But you know, things happen, and opportunities come up for others, and so we just roll with the punches. We've been very blessed to have great candidates and great people that have stepped into roles that have been vacated recently, and we're fortunate that we have a good team.
Well, I just remember when I was growing up how the choir director and the band director were seminal figures for me. You know, huge, outsized people, and had such an enormous influence on my life in all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. And so, those are important hires.
Well, they are. I mean, my band director was the same from middle school to high school. He was, it was my best friend back then. He was in our wedding. We saw him last month. I still have that relationship with my band director.
Yeah.
Very influential. And I think part of that is because we're connecting with students on that artistic level, that emotional level. You can't not be human and do what we do in the fine arts and it not create some sort of connection. Even if, you know, you and I have nothing in common, if we're making music together or we're doing something artistically together, we're going to have some connection that's unexplainable. And I think when you've got those teachers that are facilitating those things, those relationships are naturally formed with students. And then you combine the fact that these people are with them 2, 3, 4 years in a row. So these aren't just, you know, single year interactions. These are lifelong interactions that make huge impact on kids' lives, and we take that part of our job very seriously, and it's something that is a huge perk along the way.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know there's a big production of The Lion King taking place at Buddy Holly Hall, and that the schools are kind of involved in that. Tell us that relationship. What's going on there?
Goodness. Well, our relationship with Buddy Holly Hall is paramount to our success over the last few years. Of course, we have exclusive rights to be there in that space, and it's our fine arts facility, for lack of a better term. But our relationships have helped us gain some access, and we are able to provide some very inexpensive ways for our kids to be part of things that they couldn't otherwise be. So we are sending upwards of today, I think it's right at 2,100 students to the Lion King that is in town this week and next. Very excited to do that. The Lion King is, it is the premier traveling show at the moment. Some would argue maybe something different, but I think most would. And to have our students be able to see that production in Lubbock is, it's arguably a moment for life-changing impact on them. I don't know of another show that is out there that could have such an influence because of how it transcends cultures, it transcends race, it transcends so many things. And yes, is it popularized, you know, from a general entertainment perspective? Yeah, it is. But what they do in this production is so much deeper than just watching Simba beat up on Scar. The theatrical elements that they do, they're so amazing. And for our kids to be able to see this, in Lubbock, if I could get them all to go, we would. But we've had some very generous partners come alongside us to get those tickets to a palatable place, and we're just excited to expose our students to that.
Well, you know, I just remember, for me, seeing a musical live mm-hmm. in a big hall, in a professional production mm-hmm. was a big deal. And yep. for these, yeah, 2,100 yeah. students yes. you're gonna send.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, for people like you and I that, you know, see that and know that, there are kids who have no idea what this is about, which is the exact opposite which that you might think. And so we've actually talked about this with some of our kids and said, yeah, the Lion King is coming to town. Okay, well, that's cool. I maybe I'll go. And you go, well, wait a minute, where have we missed the boat here? So we've been educating them, and as they've become more educated, it's really helped. And Lion King is really helping us with that as well. In fact, we are having three of the main characters come to two of our high schools, and they're going to do a little question and answer talk back with them. And I know that's going to generate some more interest along with education. So, you know, we're doing our best to not only, you know, let the name speak for itself, but don't take for granted the fact that not everybody understands what this is. And so we're educating along with that, you know, other entertainment piece that right. some of us already inherently know.
Right. Well, what an exciting time. Mm-hmm. What do you have that you're really looking forward to this year, even into the spring? What do you have on tap that's going to be exciting?
Oh, goodness. You know, we always have lots of events in the spring that are district-led. Of course, we have our choir sing event, which is our district singing. All of our choirs, rather, are represented in that space. That's always a lot of fun. Our orchestra string fling. Just too many things. They're going in my head. String fling. That's been in existence for over 35 years here, and we'll continue that tradition in early February, celebrating all of our string programs. You know, and then we're in UIL concert sight reading time, and then solo and ensemble, and we're working in a little different capacity this year to celebrate some of those students that are working really hard in those solo and ensemble areas. We are starting this year, and it really hasn't been officially announced yet, but maybe you can be the first one to share this. We are working on some scholarships for students that can be utilized through the solo and ensemble means. So, in essence, giving opportunities for kids that have worked really hard in an individual capacity to shine, do their work, and then to be evaluated appropriately, and then, you know, basically create a sub-competition inside of that to where kiddos that are able to really exemplify their talent and their work can be rewarded for that as they move on to their, you know, post-secondary career. And not just in music either. We're working on that with Texas Tech to help us come up with some criteria that we can utilize in the theater realm, and then in dance, and then our visual arts as well. And so we're working to partner with Texas Tech on all of this so that not only can we utilize resources that we have to give scholarships, and these are all fundraised dollars, nothing's coming from the district per se, but fundraised dollars that come to fine arts, and then maybe maximizing those efforts with Texas Tech and working to see how we can make those gifts even larger. And we're not ready to really talk about all those details just yet, but I'm really excited to see how we can not only, you know, equip these students that we have and give them the gift of fine arts while they're here, but to send them on their way with something that keeps them moving after they're done and gone from Lubbock ISD. Because that's a legacy that I think our district needs to have with it, and we're ready to do some of that this year. So I'm looking forward to working out those details as the next couple months unfold.
Right. Well, how exciting! I think that's a great idea, by the way, yeah. And really, really exciting. And with your leadership, you know it's going to be successful. So that's just terrific.
Well, thank you.
Our guest on the front row today has been Andrew Babcock, who is the Executive Director of Fine Arts for all of the Lubbock Independent School District. Andrew, thank you for your time today. I know how busy you are, and thank you for making a space for us to come and visit with you.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Thank you. It's my pleasure.